Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's cast, how to roll out empty disk to your team, part two. The questions this cast answers are, how do I share my empty disk results with my directs? Should I encourage them to take empty disk? And how do I educate them about empty disk? If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
Folks, just a quick reminder again that our biggest annual conference of the year is our IMP conference coming up in October 26th and 27th, again in Chicago. I think we already have something like two-thirds of the people who attended last year attending again. It is $3,000. It's 2 days. And we ask executives and interesting people from our community to come speak. And it is an incredible event. And perhaps the most important thing coming out of it is the network that you get to become a part of that is limited to IMP conference attendees. And we've just transitioned the group discussions for IMP conference attendees onto Slack. And I've just gotten a few Slack messages from people today, and I'm responding. So if that appeals to you, strengthening your network and learning more about what it takes to be an executive, which would apply even if you're a manager, if you're thinking about becoming an executive, I encourage you to come to the website, learn more, and send us an email if you have questions. IMP Conference, October 26th and 27th in Chicago. I hope to see you there.
That takes us then to, you've done the empty disk, now share your empty disk with your team in a staff meeting.
Good. You've taken it, and you're willing to continue improving your behavior, and you're willing to set an example. Great. First, send out an email announcing that you've taken empty disk. If you're a licensee, you can use some of the text from these show notes to help explain about what it is. Whatever you do, avoid calling it a personality test.
It's not that.
It's not about personality, and it's not a test. It's a behavioral instrument.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. In your communique, tell them you're going to spend 30 minutes covering your profile in your next staff meeting. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've got a 60-minute staff meeting, there's nothing in a single staff meeting during the course of a year that's worth worrying about. I mean, you could easily take 50% of that staff meeting and do the briefing there and skip a few things. Not a big deal. If you have a 90-minute staff meeting, that lends itself to having a 30-minute briefing. Compress everything else on the agenda into 60 and then spend the last 30 on empty disk. Mm-hmm.
Tell them you're going to cover three things: empty disk overview, your profile overview, and what you're going to work on. This means, y'all, that you're going to have to work through or read through your empty disk, your output document, think about what hits you and how you might improve your performance and communication. In the overview, cover what we've discussed above: the theory, the quadrants, the letters, what they mean. In your profile overview, highlight pages 9 and 10 and whatever key takeaways you got from the rest of your output document.
Mm-hmm. Now, the last part that Kate mentioned, the what you're going to work on, we'll leave that one up to you. That is, the empty disk will help you identify what the things are that you're doing that maybe don't work with your team. And if you read your profile and there's something that stung you, admit it to your team. Trust us. It's accurate. Ideally, what you'll do in this portion of the agenda is highlight certain bits that you think are helpful or are telling and provide copies out to everyone else on your team. Mm-hmm. Now, in the email that you send, make sure you include your empty disk report and even encourage them to take a look if they like, read through it. You might tell them, hey, pages 9 and 10 are probably the parts that are most about me, but you're welcome to read the whole thing. And to this briefing, to this agenda, they'll come with questions, which is good. And again, they already know your weaknesses. A lot of the things that they read will be more shocking to you than they are to them. And you're just showing, by letting them read it, give full disclosure, how confident you are, so much that you're willing to shine light on your own weaknesses. Now, the question is yet to be seen, later on, will they be strong enough to do the same?
Mm-hmm. It's also important to keep in mind, y'all, that some of what you have, your profile is going to match some of your directs. It's not that yours will be wildly different from theirs. You'll have other people on your team who have a similar profile to you,
yep.
which means their paperwork will have similar things. It will resonate with them in the same way. Let's be brave.
Be brave. Be brave together.
Let's be brave together. And be aware that it would be, I want to say unprofessional, that's not the right, it would be unkind, remiss. It would not be a good idea to ask anything of our directs that we're not willing to do.
Yeah, and totally, 100%.
We're willing to do this. We're going to ask them to do it as well. We're all going to go into this together to the pit of sharks.
To the pit of sharks. All right.
So next step, after the sharks.
After the sharks, post your MT disc publicly afterward. Now, you're going to have your MT disc assessment. Note, all of the assessments, depending on profile, are slightly different in length. So we're not going to quote a length of assessment. They're all different lengths, depending on specifics to you and your profile. But we would recommend that you unbind the report if you'd bound it, if you'd stapled it, and highlight the points you find insightful or hurtful or useful or whatever they may be, and post it somewhere publicly for people to read. So that could be your office, maybe the door outside your office. It could be the break room. Even if it's not a break room, just for your team, honestly, other people will see it and maybe be interested and think about taking it themselves. And more of the organization benefits from knowing tools that could help us be better together. And you could post it in some common area. Maybe your team has a little coffee room, or you have a conference room that you guys use for your staff meetings, if you've got one. Anything like that. Ideally, near enough to your office or your office's outer wall or door or cubicle wall, so that it'll invite discussion of your behaviors and the things that you're working on, right? So it's top of mind, not in some corner that people aren't going to see it often.
Mm-hmm. It will be helpful for people once they understand DISC overall, not only to know what you're working on in terms of improving your own
yeah.
tendencies and balancing those foibles that we have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It will also be helpful for people to honestly interact with you more yeah. effectively.
Totally.
Having this information about how you prefer communication, things like that. So it's not just about sharing our weaknesses. It's also about helping people utilize their strengths in their communications mm-hmm. with us. And
such a good point.
It's a little bit like a disclaimer. And sometimes you can tell, right? I remember I was in a cube farm and you could tell from pretty far away who the high eyes were based on cube decorations.
Yeah. Well, even the noise coming from the cubes, I'm sure would give it away.
There's that as well. Sometimes you can see from across the room that there's a specific profile at play. In this case, having it posted means people can see the information they might need or find useful in order to communicate better with you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And folks, despite many managers' fears of this level of transparency, I mean, hang it up and let other people see it, the overwhelming evidence shows directs will respond with respect rather than derision. Now, if you're worried that they're going to mock you and make fun of you, no. If anyone does mock you and make fun of you, they're the one that ought to be getting feedback for tearing down your team.
Yeah.
That is just unkind. It's shameful for someone to see another professional trying to get better and trying to help others be better and express contempt or in a way deride the effort, let alone their boss, but anybody in the organization.
Oh my gosh.
You're trying to improve. You're trying to help other people improve. If they say something about it, they're the ones with the problem, not you.
Yeah. If you saw your directs behaving that way towards another peer of theirs, towards their peer, of course we would not allow that. We also right. aren't going to allow them to treat their manager that way. It doesn't encourage others to do better and to try.
No. No one would ever be open and honest ever for fear of
Snark.
Snark.
I don't like it.
No, nah, me neither.
Ooh, I guess I get to be Dark Mark today. All right.
I feel like you earned it.
Yeah, right. Tell them to take the disc. Tell them to take the empty disc. Now, of course, it gets interesting.
Uh-huh. Now, you'll note, folks, you have set the standard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's reasonable because you've done the work. I mean, you've gone out of your way. You've told them. It's reasonable for you to expect them to follow the example.
Ah, which is why we say, tell them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she didn't say ask them to take the disc. Mm-mm. Note. That's written as intended. You're not going to request that someone on your team take the disc. You're going to tell them.
Yeah.
To take the disc.
When your company, for example, creates a new policy or strategy, you communicate that. And you help support it. You make sure that your directs are engaged with it. You murder the untrojan alternative. You do all the things to make certain that the policy or strategy is communicated and executed. You don't think twice. It's your job. You do it. But why? Why is that? A lot of managers think it's just, oh, I'm carrying out the instructions of my boss.
Yeah.
Just following my marching orders. They see it as being a follower, a subordinate. Who happens to have subordinates that need to hear the message?
Yeah. But that's not it, folks.
Uh-uh.
You pass those messages down because to your directs, you are the company.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's what role power is. No. Or the president of the organization.
They don't even know
that. You're
the
company. Yeah. They don't even know her. So that's what your role power is. I mean, you are a voice of the organization to them. You have the ability to speak for your company. You don't ask people to please follow the process for expense reimbursement reclaiming. You just tell them, you do it this way, otherwise we're not going to repay your expenses.
Yeah.
Period. Same thing.
So we're going to tell everyone on the team to take a DISC assessment. Keep in mind, we talked earlier in this cast about how to logistically do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be wondering, what do I say to the direct who doesn't want to? To start with, the answer to this is much harder if you don't truly believe what we just posited regarding your power.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe our approach, you may not get very far telling them to take the disc. If you don't believe that you have the authority to tell them to do something for the benefit of the team and you and themselves in terms of self-development and communication and team dynamics, y'all, you probably have bigger problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the least of it.
Yeah. And if you say you do believe it, but then doubt it when someone says they don't want to do what you've directed, there's a chance you never really believed us to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. You just thought you did.
Yeah.
Until things got a little sticky.
That's cute, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this cast, of course, is about MT Disc, and I have a product pre-announcement for you. We've already gotten enough requests to allow reselling of MT Disc. And so we're starting to work on that. We call that Project Troon for a golf course right next to another golf course, Prestwick in Scotland. And Prestwick was the internal name of the project for MT Disc. So therefore, Troon being right next to it, we decided to call the licensing or the reselling of MT Disc to be called Troon. And you'll be able to set up an account on our site, separate from our site, that will allow you to resell MT Disc to other folks. You could be a third-party reseller, or you could, in fact, provide it to people in your organization. We'll be keeping you posted on announcements about that. We hope to reach even more people with MT Disc and keeping the prices reasonable so that more people can benefit from the incredible technology that is Disc.
All right. So, what do we actually say when they resist?
Mm-hmm.
If you believe it, we recommend you start your answer with a look of disbelief.
I wish they could see our faces. We could do disbelief.
I know.
So good.
Oh my gosh. We need this one to be a video cast. We do. Okay. But like a look of disbelief. If you believe it's within your role power, something you don't use a lot if you're a manager tools manager, right? We're building, we're leveraging relationship power all the time. Role power is not something we use lots, but believe in it when you do. You just stare at them for a moment, a brief moment, with a slight look of incredulity on your face. Now, they might as well have asked you, can you please double my salary retroactively? Or can we just switch jobs right now? Because I feel like I could do your job better than you can, and let's do this. Right? So, because those are ludicrous ideas, you're going to look at them in that same ludicrous way.
Mm-hmm.
As a direct, thinking that you can't tell them to take a $30, 20-minute instrument for the good of the team and the organization, and they all deserve the same response to their ludicrousness as well. That is, it's disbelief, a look of disbelief that they think that they know better about what the team should do and proceed forward. And be nice, but we recommend you let them know briefly that their resistance is inappropriate.
And quite frankly, perhaps futile. Okay, what to say? Y'all, say this. Well, it's not really negotiable. You need to go online and take the instrument. It's something I believe will help the team work better together. It's part of continuous improvement, self-development, performance improvement, team development, team dynamics. Choose any of those. I expect you to take it. Mm-hmm. And hey, y'all, if you think this is direct, and some of you might feel that this is quite direct. As a matter of perspective, those of you who are S's will find this direct and maybe hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, what's interesting about that is you probably wouldn't think twice of telling a high D boss to be gentle with a direct having problems with home, to try to reach accommodation, even while expecting performance.
Mm-hmm. And to go a step further, beyond your conversation, if they don't take the instrument, then it's time for feedback. Hey, can I share something with you? When you don't take the disc as I've instructed you, it comes across as disrespectful and unprofessional. By when can you commit to taking it? As always, deliver that feedback politely, with respect, and with full knowledge that what you're asking is irrefutable. Now,
if they continue
to delay, which could happen, right? I mean, just because you asked for them to change their behavior doesn't mean they change the behavior. Continue to give the same feedback, up to and including systemic feedback. I've got a podcast for that, systemic feedback. And if they want to go to HR, show them the way. Absolutely. Would you like me to walk you down?
Yeah,
I'll walk you exactly.
Real fast.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, if there's any HR people out there who'd support a direct not taking the DISC assessment, you've taken an indefensible position.
Mm-hmm. And if you work with one of those people, those HR types who have decided that it's okay for the direct not to take the DISC, don't force the issue.
Don't force it.
Just mention it in your direct's annual performance review as a teamwork issue.
Yeah.
Not willing to engage in teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Trying to build the team. They're disinterested. Caveat, you must not figure out a way to get their discs without them seeing their own. You can't be seen to be wanting to know what their profile is without them knowing it before you do.
Yeah.
Wanting it is unethical.
Perverse.
It's perverse.
Yeah, that's not okay. Mm-mm. Finally, don't let them spend lots of time alone with their own profiles. Have everyone take it within a week. And within a week or two of that, have the meeting discussed in a few minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A note about the taking, the completion of the assessment itself. Remind them not to overthink it. Spending more than 20, 30 minutes agonizing over the questions actually causes the instrument itself to fail, and ask them to retake it. It's time-bound for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that the most and least structure can be confusing, but it's in fact well regarded scientifically. And even if someone were to say, well, none of those four words fit me at all and I couldn't figure it out, there is still a word in there that doesn't fit the least, making it the most among those four ill-fitting words. It happens to all of us. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got questions like that where it feels really difficult, hard to tease them apart, but they can be teased apart. And the one that doesn't fit the most, therefore becomes the least of the least.
I think about this as the time-bound property of it as asking us to answer a bit instinctually, kind of with our first impression of them. And I really do think of this as the decisions your brain makes behind your back without mm-hmm. your permission. I think a lot of it about it as kind of the Jack Reacher, like lizard brain kind of thing. Your brain says, oh yeah, this is me and that's not me. It decides for you. And so the time-bound piece is helpful in pinpointing those things because it is mm-hmm. more instinctual. It's kind of this immediacy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
After they've taken it, we're going to have them share their disc in a staff meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Have a staff meeting where all your directs are going to have to present their own disc profile to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Have
Absolutely.
Them each make copies for everyone of their cover sheets and also pages 9 and 10 because they're all different in length past pages 9 and 10. Pages 9 and 10, though, are the score, the mm-hmm. output, your
exactly.
profile result, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And folks, what they present to the team is obviously going to be a shortened view of what your shortened version, my apologies, of what you presented, right? They're not going to present the disc overview portion. They're not going to walk everyone through what DIS and C are in the way you did. Mm-hmm. What they're going to do is just talk about their own profile. Again, pages 9 and 10. And one at a time, each of them will go. They're going to review for the team their own profile, probably take maybe 5 minutes each mm-hmm. or so, read some things potentially directly from it or point out highlights that they found interesting, any of those things, just a 5-minute briefing of their individual assessment.
Mm-hmm. Encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to encourage them by complimenting their willingness to be open about what they can yeah. work on. Please don't allow someone to present and mention just one or two things and then sit down. Yes, they need to stand up when they present.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when they do,
they can't just talk about their strengths either. Guys.
They have to talk about
they
both.
They got to talk about weaknesses too.
Yeah. No fair trying to just talk about your strengths.
Everyone else is doing it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly.
If you have a lot of directs in the interest of time, you know, everybody's staff meeting is a little different. You want to have 1 to 2 people present each week over a period of weeks. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
That's fine. We've seen it. It's okay. It's acceptable.
It's acceptable. I would suggest, though, Kate, that once the first few go, everyone's going to want to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, they're not going to want to wait. I'm like, forget it. Can we just do a meeting just to talk about discs?
Totally agree. You would not believe, actually, you probably would. People listening might not ever believe the number of times I have been cornered, coerced, forced, and sometimes politely asked to explain DISC, extrapolate on it. I once mm-hmm. talked about DISC at my previous organization. I was asked to talk about it in a staff meeting. I should have canceled my afternoon. I didn't. It didn't occur to me what would happen. I should have known better, and I really didn't. So I presented in the staff meeting just an overview of DISC. No profiles, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, people were in my office the entire afternoon. I had uh-huh. 4 or 5 people in my office at one point, was supposed to get a bunch of stuff done, was supposed to go to other uh-huh. meetings, never did, stayed late because people were so interested and they wanted to ask questions and pick my brain. I once spent an entire bridal shower talking to someone's family, their mother, their grandmother,
That's
their
awesome.
Bridal party, bridesmaids, mother-in-laws, everybody about DISC. about.
That's awesome.
I mean, genuinely, I remember sitting there in the living room. I was in a very comfy chair, which was nice, eating Rice Krispie treats and talking to a grandmother, a mom, a mother-in-law, two sisters, and four bridesmaids about DISC. Not about the wedding, not about the dress, not about the presents.
Forget that stuff.
Not about the registry or the cloths or, you know, brides love to talk about like ribbons and things like that. Nope, it was about DISC.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Once people start sharing, I can't even imagine the others won't just be like, no, can we please present this as soon as is humanly possible? We need to start using this thing. This is so cool.
They do. They love it. People love it.
You know.
I think sometimes there's the perception that it won't go well or the worry that people will feel negatively about it. The majority of my experiences tell me people love it.
They love it.
Just love it. And I'm in that same group. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Been using DISC for a long time. It's insanely powerful. And I've used it in positive situations. I've used it to turn around a relationship that had gone deeply sour at work.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that person still thinks that we are friends. I doubt that person is listening. And
fingers crossed.
Just to be clear, we're not friends. And we are professionals. So if you want to phase it out, you can. Don't be surprised, though, if people are really excited, want to present it. I would honestly, I would block the 30 minutes after this staff meeting because they will come to your office and they'll tell you stories and they will want to talk about it and they love it.
Yeah, they love it.
So, and good news, that will make this next part, having them post their DISC publicly, a lot easier.
Exactly. Now, you posted yours. So next, after everyone's presented their DISCs, we would mandate that everyone put up their cover sheet, visible to everybody in their offices or their cubicles, wherever, just exactly like you did. And it might make some people uncomfortable, but it's worth it. And to our earlier conversation, fewer people will be uncomfortable than you think will be uncomfortable. And having it up, having it front of mind, having it somewhere that when you see it, you glance at it, it's a constant point of conversation, will keep those conversations happening about styles and preferences and ways to work better with one another. And it won't allow that opportunity we took to take and present our DISCs to become something that gets forgotten in the busyness of our day-to-day schedules. It'll always be top of mind.
If your experience is anything like ours, it becomes part of the lexicon, part of the culture.
Absolutely.
I think a few times, yeah, at big events, we've had people say things like, it seems like you guys have your own language. And to some extent, that's because we're talking about DISC a lot and what it means. And sure, there's inevitably someone who says, hey, that's me, get used to it. The other thing, though, is that that's the wrong way to say it. You know, I'm not going to change who I am. That's not what DISC is about. Give that person some feedback. If you want to encourage people, one of the things that you share with them is that if people have this information, it'll be easier for them to interact with you. And so there's some encouragement there, right? Now, again, we are asking everybody for a little bit of a shift and some consideration, respect for behavioral diversity. Hopefully your team buys in. One of the ways to help them to feel good about publicly posting their profile is to share with them, hey, if somebody knows this about you, it might be that they can communicate more effectively with you.
Yeah.
And coming into your office and listen, I've gone out to somebody's office, looked at the profile, posted outside and turned right back around, went back to my desk and sent an email.
Yeah. Nope. They do not want me in their office. Popping by is not an option.
You can see the you face of leave. The person. Like you can imagine the face of the person. Like, oh my gosh, she's back.
She's back.
She's back.
Leave me alone. Don't you know we invented email so that you would start using it and leave us alone? Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Sorry, y'all. I know apologies. I barge into people's office too often. Sarah's office is too far for me to barge in.
Yeah, I know, right? You can't barge in.
Actually, if I barged into your office, you wouldn't care.
But no, I wouldn't.
Other people who work here are really glad their office is across the country from mine.
Oh, absolutely they are. All right. So in summary, rolling MT DISC out to your team is just a step-by-step, example setting exercise. A manager doing a leader-like thing for them, their team, and their organization. And we can say, because we shared our DISC first, I would not ask you to do something I wouldn't do myself. Mm-hmm. And MTDISC makes it easy by focusing on behaviors that are accessible to all of the people. And it's going to be surprisingly fun.
Mm-hmm.
We assure you it will be surprisingly fun. You have our word that the experience you had reading your own MTDISC profile, all the shock and awe of it, because sometimes there's that, right, is going to be replicated by everyone else on your team. They're going to have that same experience.
Except for,
as you did.
There might be one stick in the mud who argues about it.
Yeah, there's always a stick.
And he argues about everything.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. Have fun with MTDISC. Thanks, Sarah.
You bet. Thanks, Kate. Thanks, everyone. That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with a new topic.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.